ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab me?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
Pedro Fernandez.
That man's a hero. A smart hero.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts for an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, guys. UFC 168, that's history now. Of course, Chris Weidman is still the world middleweight champion. Boxing a little bit slow towards the end of the year, but the UFC picked up action. UFC 168 last Saturday. UFC Fight Night in Singapore last night. Wasn't on TV here, but it was on the internet. Somebody woke me up like at 5 o'clock in the morning with a text saying they could go to this link and watch the fights in Singapore. I didn't want to get up at 5 a.m. and watch a card, so obviously I didn't do so. But the bottom line is, man, the internet is what's happening. As far as you want to watch fights, fights in England, fights in Asia, fights in the Philippines, fights in Mexico, fights in South America. Man, this is where it's at, the internet, the cutting edge. This is what's bringing fight fans all together. I mean, that's what this whole group of fight fans, this Ring Talk family members, 29-plus years now on the radio, and all the different fight websites and the different Facebook websites, this and that. It's all coming together. It's all about information, the information era. Boxing in the information era, mixed martial arts in the information era. That's what we face here in 2014. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk boxing for a little bit, then we'll switch to MMA at about 35 minutes past the hour with Double M, Mark Munoz, the Filipino wrecking machine. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Oh, well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
Ara, I've been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Check it, 12, make it 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let's go to boxing first. Well, Mike Tyson, the promoter. Mike Tyson, the one-man show. Mike Tyson on Broadway. Mike Tyson doing reality TV shows. Mike Tyson, the alcoholic. Mike Tyson, the cocaine addict. I mean, there's been so many headlines on Mike Tyson the past 4 or 5 months. I think I just went through about a dozen of them. Anyway, the bottom line is he is now promoting, and he promoted a fight last night on ESPN between Argenis Mendez and Rancis Barthelemy, and it ended in controversy. It was a 130-pound IBF title fight. Barthelemy connected towards the end of the, after the bell, ending the second round. The other young man was knocked out. I think Mike Tyson was calling for a rematch. I think that's what I heard him say on TV, but the bottom line is Mike is out there, and Mike is doing things, man. Mike is, you know, since he got hooked up with Spike Lee, and a lot of people don't like Spike Lee because of his political points of view or maybe some of his movies. But the bottom line is, you know, he's got Mike making money. Mike was broke. Mike's making money now. Right on. You know, God bless Mike. And God bless, you got to give credit where credit's due, okay? Mike Tyson was a train wreck. He was going nowhere. He had some publicity this year as far as the one-man play was concerned. And of course, it hit San Francisco. I didn't catch it. But now it's on DVD. I saw it at the bootleg place the other day for $1. So the bottom line is I'll be watching it real soon. And Mike Tyson is on the he's on. Kind of put it this way. He'll never be a golly gee whiz type of guy. But he's not an animal either. He's not somebody that's ripping off babies' heads and things like that. Because that's what a lot of people think. People think he's just an animal. And he's not. He's really a nice guy. When I first met him in 1984, he was about as timid and is non-assertive when we weren't around a group of guys than a guy you'll ever meet. Seriously. I mean, he was nice. He was humble. He was cool. He was talkative. But then when you got him around a bunch of people and he had to look tough, he played his games then. All right. We're going to go into a little feature this morning. Sometimes all you have left in boxing is pride. Remember Muhammad Ali? Yeah, he was lucky. Leon Spinks trained in brothels and taverns and things like that for the rematch because had he not, Leon Spinks would have beat Muhammad Ali that night because, you know, sometimes pride is all you have left. When Joe Frazier was done after the third fight with Ali, Joe was done. Silly went on to get hammered by George Foreman in a career-ending draw with Jumbo Cummings. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Alexis Arguello was beaten severely, especially the first time, not so much in the rematch to Aaron Pryor. But he went on to lose to Scott Walker while prepping for a fight with Julio Cesar Chavez in the mid-1990s. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Joe Louis got old circa 34, 35, lost to the likes of Ezra Charles officially and Jersey Joe Walcott. Joe would come back and get throttled by Rocky Marciano. Remember that? Wow, 38 years old. I think it was a TKO 8. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Carlos Palomino, the world welterweight champion. All right, lost that title to Wilfred Benitez in 1979. Then he got bludgeoned by Roberto Duran the following year at the age of 29. In 1997, Carlos fought four stiffs before getting beaten at the age of 48 by Wilfredo Gomez. Take that back, Wilfredo Rivera. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Archie Moore hit the deck four times against Yvonne Durrell. The rematch saw Durrell hit the deck just as many times in 1959. Archie, older than he would ever cop to, was finished three years later in a total mismatch to the then Cassius Clay. Remember him? Cassius Clay? Yeah. Muhammad Ali. Sometimes pride is all you have left. Sugar Ray Leonard beat the aforementioned Wilfred Benitez in 1979. Ray lost and beat Roberto Duran in 1980. Retirements, title wins at 168, 178, 75. Ray should have walked away, you know, knowing that he had leaks in his fistic hole. Still, he went on to fight Terry Norris, got licked like a stamp, and then Hector Camacho got embarrassed twice. Sometimes pride is all you have left. And lastly, well, not lastly, the other Sugar Ray Robinson, born Walker Smith Jr. He was finished when he lost to Gene Fulmer in 1960. He fought 43 more times, going 33-10, before losing to Paul Pender in 1965. Sometimes pride is all you have left. And Ray Boom Boom Mancini, in closing, lost to Livingstone Bramble twice in 1985. After that, Ray had no boom left. He would lose comeback fights to Hector Camacho on points and get stopped by Gray Hogan in 1992. Sometimes pride is all you have left. And then there are the boxers that have no pride. That's just another story for another day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the 2014 Boxer of the Year in my mind is Philadelphia's Danny Garcia, the world junior welterweight champion. He showed us his stuff, man. He beat a guy that was favored over him, Lucas Matisse, this murderous puncher from Argentina. And he took Matisse's best shots. And guess what? He was still back there firing. I know people don't like the father, Angel Garcia, but I think he's good for the game, too, as we need instigators. Boxing needs a few instigators here and there to get people listening. And I think Angel Garcia does that very, very, very well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This is the Saturday edition where we split an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts all up into 1 hour. On Sunday, we are at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours, an hour of boxing, an hour of mixed martial arts, or UFC. Because let's be honest, the world of MMA is the UFC. Yeah, we've got other fighting entities, other fighting leagues per se, but, you know, it's like the UFC is the major league. And the major league is drawing a lot of heat over the pay of their fighters. Some say they aren't making enough. Some say they're not getting paid at all. Some say they're getting overpaid. You know, what deal Dana has an effect, Dana White, the president of the UFC, has an effect with these fighters afterwards, who knows? I don't know how much money they're getting on the side, bonuses and things like that. I mean, they always say they're getting this and they say they're getting that, but they might be getting more. I mean, Dana's not, he's not a cheap guy. I've been around the guy. He's not a cheap guy, believe me. He can spend 100, 200 grand in a couple of minutes playing blackjack in Las Vegas. He's not a cheap guy, and he's for real as far as being a nice man is concerned. And I think that eventually, I think there will be another entity come along, and we'll be able to rival the UFC, much like, you know, the WBC and the WBA and stuff like that. I think it's going to happen, and the reason why I think it's got to happen is that competition is where it's at. There's got to be some type of competition. I think that when Vince McMahon got rid of all the other wrestling entities and, you know, he bought up WCW and got rid of the Extreme Wrestling, all that kind of good stuff, when he did that, wrestling fans went from like 10 million a week to 5 million a week as far as watching it on television is concerned, okay? And I think that's what's happening to an extent with the UFC, is that some of their audience numbers are dropping as far as the Ultimate Fighter Season 18 was concerned. That was a little off, okay? Of course, they are on a brand new channel, the former Speed Channel, Fox Sports 1. Not a whole lot of people know about that, but the bottom line is Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 are the two channels carrying most of the UFC program, if not all of it. Okay, you won't see anything more on Spike. Spike is dead. Spike's got the Bellator Fighting Championships, and I'm not sure when they're on. I go to the website, and it says this and it says that, but it really isn't too clear as to what, it doesn't clarify exactly what's going on with Bellator. Are they on TV? Are they going once a week? Are they on Spike? Are they going Friday nights? I mean, it's sort of up in the air. And, of course, I tried to get Bjorn Rebney on the show, and I tried to get Bjorn, send him an email, and his publicist go, oh, you can't send anybody emails here, buddy. If you want to talk to Bjorn, you got to go through me. Yeah, well, guess what? I haven't went through you because There's really no need to get Bajoran on the air. I mean, we tried. You're not going to beg a guy to come on the air. Come on, especially when he's seeing he's not my favorite neighbor. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Tower of Power has a new lead singer. Good luck to the Tower. Good luck to Emilio. Good luck to the gang. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. You know, I didn't care about any money or anything. I didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before. And it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. As what role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch. And the most entertainers I would watch were womanizers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
I was just, when I was in...
is real loving, then what you see is what you get.
Ha! What you see is what you get. My man, L.J. Reynolds, lead singer of the Dramatics. Yeah, what a good guy. Great guy. Detroit, man. We had so much fun back there in Detroit. Detroit was with Emmanuel and LJ. And it was fun. Motown was fun. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. According to tax experts and veteran officials from the Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, that is the Filipino BIR, they opined this week that it is not the duty of boxing icon Manny Pacquiao to file and pay income taxes in the United States. No, it's the duty of his promoter, Top Rank Promotions, owned by Bob Arum. That's what they're saying there in the Philippines. Of course, this has got a lot of heat going back and forth. They're saying that Manny owes like $20 or $30 million, and oh, God, you know. And then you've got Floyd Mayweather degrading Manny Pacquiao at every instance he can. And you know what? I never thought that Mayweather would ever be scared of Pacquiao. I never thought that. I really didn't. But, you know, the body language that I'm getting of late from Floyd Mayweather is that there is some apprehension on his part. He does not want to step in the ring with Manny Pacquiao, because if he did, right now would be a perfect time to do it. They could do the fight in May, maybe do it in September. Okay, it'd be a big fight. Boom, they're going to make some money. Both guys are going to make money. Both guys will make more money than they could fight anybody else. Okay? And, of course, Mayweather's got that 50 deal, $50 million per fight. Then he's got the pay-per-view going on as well. So he can make $250 million, $400 million in his next four fights. That's how much money that guy's. And I don't know if he's worth it because he's not that exciting. He doesn't knock people out. He boxes, 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 boxes. And you know what? That isn't the most exciting. You want to see a guy go out there and try to go for it. Ray Leonard went for it. Ray Leonard went for it any chance he got. You know what he told me one time? The difference between good and great is the decision to gamble. You've got to gamble in a fight. That's right. You got to gamble in a fight to win fights. Like Ray said, that's what made him a great fighter. Speaking of great fighters, I got a chance to watch the Roberto Duran Ray Leonard first fight, the June 20th, 1980 fight from Montreal, the brawl in Montreal last night. Oh, wow. You've got to watch it on YouTube. There's like four or five different versions of it. There's one with Ferdy Pacheco, one with Howard Cosell, I think one with a colonel maybe, one with there was like four or five different telecasts. But the bottom line is it was a great fight, and no matter what language you watch that fight in, you know what's happening. Roberto Duran is taking it to Ray Leonard for most of the fight. And at the end of 15 rounds, I had Duran winning quite handily. The other judges had a one-point fight, and one judge had it even after scoring 12 rounds even. Yeah, Judge Angelo Paletti. Some rounds were tough. They were very tough rounds to score, but you don't score 12 rounds even, man. You really don't. I mean, good Lord. Anyway, back to Floyd Mayweather. Is he afraid of Manny Pacquiao? Why would he be afraid of him? I mean, Pacquiao did look good in his last fight against Brandon Rios, but wasn't it Brandon Rios or was it Pacquiao? Or was it a combination of the both, like Larry Merchant said? Okay? I mean, when I look at Pacquiao right now, I say, he's sort of done. He's old. He's had his better days. But so is Mayweather. Mayweather's 36. You know, and here's what's up. You know, if Manny can get in his face and make him work those legs, God knows what might happen. You know, I know Amir Khan's being mentioned from May. At least that's the story put forth at ringtalk.com by Jason B. Nava. But Jason says that, you know, he thinks Amir Khan's got a good shot. He thinks that, you know, he's willing to go to the body. And Mayweather's not that hard of a puncher. And let's be honest, Amir Khan's big failure is his chin. He's got that chinny chin, that glass jaw. Call it what you want. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, Mayweather's got a tougher fight, I think, with Pacquiao than he does with anybody else, because Pacquiao's going to be coming at him. He's going to be bobbing and weaving. He's going to try to be slip. He's going to try to shuck and jive his way in there, try to move. I mean, he's going to try to give him angles. And if he can give Floyd angles, that might give Floyd some problems, okay? I mean, Mayweather has chosen all these fantastic fighters to fight of late. Robert Guerrero. Robert's a good fighter, not a great fighter. So, Saul Alvarez, I wouldn't call him a great fighter. No way, no how. I mean, come on. So, you know, there really aren't any great fighters out there for Floyd to fight. That's what Floyd's trying to say, okay? So Amir Khan, you fight him in May. Manny fights in March. Then you guys fight in September. Floyd, if you don't sign for this fight, you will be forever known in the world of boxing, in the world of combat sports, as a coward. I mean, all these different excuses you have, you know, you don't like his trainer, you don't like Manny's mother, you don't like this, you don't like that.
Look, these are all these very lame ghetto-like excuses, you know, and you're not from the ghetto, Floyd. You're not. Grand Rapids, Michigan didn't have a ghetto, okay, back in the day when you lived there. Okay, you've been middle class your entire life or upper middle class. You're a studio gangster. If you're a gangster, he's a gangster in the studio. He plays a gangster. He's not a real gangster. He's a capitalist. He's making hella money. Got to give him props for that. But outside of that and stuffing his own coffers, I don't think he's doing a whole lot for the fight game anymore. I really don't. I mean, I've resigned. I'm resigned to think that Mayweather is bad for boxing. He's not good for boxing. I mean, any of the superstars we had in past eras, Duran, Leonard, Hagler, you know, they all brought something special to the dance. All Floyd really brings is that air of cockiness and the fact that nobody can outbox him. Outside of that, you know, who wants to hear the Floyd story? You don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear him cap on Manny Pacquiao or make cracks about Freddie Roach's Manny Pacquiao trainer's Parkinson's syndrome. You don't want to hear all that stuff. You just don't, man. You know, you want to see you fight Pacquiao. That's what the world wants to see. Why are you preventing the world from seeing this fight, Floyd? I don't get it. I mean, before I was on Manny's case because Manny wouldn't take the drug test. Well, now the drug test issue is is not a question anymore. They took the VADA for the last test. Of course, Brandon Rios getting popped for taking some prohibited drug. But VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, headed by Dr. Margaret Goodman, I believe, and our partner, Dr. Flip Homansky, down there in Las Vegas, former doctors with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. But they did the drug testing for the Pacquiao-Rios fight, and Pacquiao didn't seem to have a problem with that. So I guess, you know, drug tests aren't an issue. So Floyd, they're not an issue. The kid's willing to take all the tests you want to give him. Why don't you fight him now? Why is there still all this shuck and jive coming out of Las Vegas? Why? I mean, Floyd, you say you're a man, you say you're a proud father, you're a proud champion, this and that, and you can't fight a guy that's smaller than you? Huh? Come on. I mean, bottom line is, Floyd Mayweather should be able to outbox Manny Pacquiao, okay? But then again, we've seen things happen in the world of combat sports, things that just don't go the way they're supposed to, okay? I mean, Anderson Silva was supposed to beat Chris Weidman again last week. Didn't happen. Didn't happen the first time. Ain't going to happen. Oh, and the new Tower of Power lead singer that I tell you about, Larry Bragg's been with Tower of Power since 1999. Of course, I was working with Larry down on Fisherman's Wharf when he was with the Executive Suite, the band put together by Jose Cruz. And he's been with Tower since 1999. So now the new guy is Ray Green. And I heard one clip of him, and he was pretty amazing. He was pretty amazing. So you've got, and Ray Green beat out like 100 other people. All these people sent in audition tapes on YouTube and Tower, I mean, to the web, just emails and you name it. All kinds of, there were women that went out for this job, women that wanted to become the lead singer of Tower of Power. Well, guess what? Now it's going to be Ray Green. More power to Ray Green. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're going to talk UFC 168 in a couple of minutes. Of course, the Singapore fight night was last night. It was in Singapore, obviously in China, and that was not carried on U.S. TV, but it was carried on the Internet. And as I said, I got texts in the middle of the night. Yeah, you want to watch the UFC? Well, the reason why these guys gave me texts is they were living in the Eastern time zone. So it was like 8 o'clock for them. It was like 5 o'clock for me. I'm not going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch fights. You got to be out of your mind. Nobody's that much of a fiend. Nobody needs to see boxing or MMA that much. But they will show the fight, I guess, delayed on the web, different YouTube channels, things like that. But the UFC, that was the first card they've had, the first fight night card they've had, and they haven't televised it, although it was televised around the world. Don't know why it wasn't televised in the United States other than the times being 5 a.m. Outside of that, I just don't know. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My baby Darlene Love, 2012 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sung the national anthem at the Rose Bowl this week, and she did not suffer from the Tower of Power jinx. And that's when Tower of Power played the Rose Bowl in 1974, the halftime show, and because of an electronic gaffe, they never got on TV. Yeah, bottom line is. Hey, some new stories on the website. Not new stories. It's going to sort of dragging stuff up from the past, but although my name is Iran, I never did. The story of Iran Barkley, of course, him beating Tommy Hearns not once but twice and losing to Roberto Duran. Why isn't he in the Boxing Hall of Fame? You tell me. He won legitimate world titles at 160, 168, and 175, and he's not in the Hall of Fame? Come on. And then I did I recycled a story on James Butler. Do you remember him, that crazy, psychotic boxer that in 2004 beat Sam Kellerman, Max Kellerman, the HBO guy, beat his brother to death with a hammer down there in Los Angeles? Oh, God, I did a story on that. And, of course, Amir Khan, I mentioned him for May and September, May and possibly September with Floyd Mayweather, May or September. His brother, Haroon, is a super flyweight, fighting at 115. He's going to fight in January. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, Mark Munoz on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Ready for the new year.
Sorry I'm late. Active by Old Navy is now up to 40% off for the family.
Cool. What did you get?
I got compression crops for $15 and tees and tanks for $8.
Wow.
Now one arm pull-ups. Go, go,
whoa,
go.
This
go,
is crazy.
Go. Yeah.
I know. Let's run to Old Navy.
Active by Old Navy is now up to 40% off for the family. Get men's quarter zip running tops for $15 and adult tanks and tees from $8. Plus, clearance items are now up to 75% off. Valid 1-1 through 115 in-store only.
Not all water is created equal. Alchemy Water's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who enjoy Alchemy Water. And Alchemy is currently having a holiday special. Buy two cases, get one free, shipping included. Visit alkamewater.com for details.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strike. Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. And it is all over. Stand it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Check it, 40 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. This segment, we're talking mixed martial arts. Of course, we do MMA and boxing on Saturdays for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we come back on Sundays, at 11 a.m. Pacific time again with an hour of boxing and then an hour of mixed martial arts, an hour of UFC. Because let's be honest, UFC is what, that's the major league of MMA, no question about that. Last week, UFC 168, well, Chris Weidman won. He won in a very gory way when Anderson Silva broke his leg. Chris Weidman went to block the kick, and he blocked the kick, and he broke his leg. It wasn't a fluke. That's the way that fighters practice to stop that move, and it worked perfectly. I mean, good Lord. If you look at Anderson Silva's broken leg on my website, ringtalk.com, of course, I also called it the obituary of Anderson Silva, and it is, and I told you. I mean, he can't beat Chris Weidman. It ain't going to happen. No way, no how, okay? Not in this era. And he's gotten old. He's 38, almost 39 years old. So I don't see Anderson Silva coming back at all. Not after this leg break. He's asking about when he can train again, but forget it, man. Forget it. Ronda Rousey. Yeah, she's now 8-0, 8 armbar. She got the armbar on Miesha Tate into the third round. Miesha gave it her all, man. But, you know, 2008 bronze medalist from the Olympics. I'm talking about judo, Miss Ronda Rousey. She's an amazing, amazing athlete, and she just kept going for it, man. She did. Uriah Hall was a winner. Michael Johnson was a winner. Dennis Siver was a winner. John Howard was a winner. William Macario was a winner. Robbie Peralta was a winner. And, of course, that was on the online fights. And then last night in UFC Fight Night, it was in Singapore, Tarek Saifuddin defeated, oh, boy, Hun Gu Lim. Unanimous nod after five rounds, 49-46, 48-47, 48-47. Of course, that was the main event. As I said, it was not shown on TV in the United States, but it was shown on the Internet at 5 o'clock this morning. Now, all that set aside, let's talk mixed martial arts with a man that knows a lot about Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva, Mr. Mark Munoz, Double M. What's up, Big Mark?
Hey, what's going on, Pedro?
Talk to me, man. A little surprised in the results of UFC 168, the main event there?
Oh man, yeah. Just knowing Anderson and knowing that he's thrown that kick 1,000 times, you know, more than 1,000 times, you know, just for it to end like that, it was just anticlimactic. You know what I'm saying? It's just like he never thought it would end like that.
No, but and Weidman still continues to get no respect. How come?
You know why? Because you know Anderson is a guy that's the if you still talk about the pound for pound best fighter in the world, you would say it's Anderson Silva.
How can you wait? Time out, Mark. He got knocked out cold one time and got his leg broke the second time. How can you rate him above Chris Weidman? How can anybody with a little bit of common sense rate him above Weidman after he beat him twice?
Well, the thing is you've seen what he's done in the past, you know, and he's getting older. It's kind of like if you think about who was the best ever or who's the greatest in boxing, you think of Muhammad Ali, right? And like, you know, with Anderson, he's been at the top. He's done a lot for the sport. He's been a leading pioneer for the sport. He's got the most title shots, the most title defenses. I mean, it doesn't thwart what he's done in the division or in the UFC. So, I mean, as far as reputation is concerned, you know, when you talk about the pound for pound, you think about Anderson Silva still.
I find that it's really – I know I looked at the UFC website, and I've argued with Meltzer about it and different people and Kyle Kingsbury as well, and we don't understand how Anderson Silva could be ranked higher on the pound for pound list than a man that knocked him out cold. I mean, that's just that's crazy.
Yeah, I can see that. No, I can see that too. I mean, it's from the years of what he's done in the sport. I think that's people are just giving him respect. So
okay, now,
you know, should Chris Weidman continue to do what he's done? I mean, he's definitely gonna, you know, take over that spot.
Okay. Weidman won the first round. He looked like he was handling Anderson Silva pretty easily until the leg break.
Yeah, no, he was. He was handling him quite well. Okay. I mean, took him down and was, you know, pounding him from the top. And you know, that's Anderson's down. I mean, that's his weakness. You know, a lot of people know his weakness is wrestling, and whoever's gotten him to the ground has always been able to ground and pound him. And that was and Chris Wyman, that's what he was doing.
Okay. What are you doing charity-wise? What's happening with your schedule? I mean, I know you're doing things for the Philippine storm victims. What's up? What's next for you?
Yeah, so right now I'm actually doing a seminar in Treasure Island. It's going to be at the Treasure Island event venue. So it'll be a two-part seminar. One will be MMA wrestling. The other will be pure wrestling for, you know, whoever wants to learn just wrestling techniques. So that'll run from 9 to 4, and it's basically for the typhoon survivors of Typhoon Yolanda for the Philippines. So, here's some statistics. You know, 16 million people are affected by the typhoon. Over 4 million have been displaced from their homes. 94 that are living are in 385 evacuation centers. So, I mean, it's a rebuilding process that's going to take years. You know, the death toll is at 6,000. They're recovering 20, 30 bodies every day. I mean, there's 1,800 people that are unaccounted for. So it's just, man, it's just crazy out there. So, you know, I am Filipino. I'm full-blooded Filipino and been there a few times and still have family back there. So, you know, I want to be able to help as much as I can. I want to use my talents, gifts, and abilities to do that. And so, you know, this seminar, all the money that I'm making from this seminar, 100% of the proceeds is going to go to the typhoon relief back in the Philippines.
And all of this is available at markmunosmma.com, right?
Correct.
That's markmunosmma.com.
Correct.
So what kind of people are you getting at these seminars? Are they kids? Are they adults? Are they a mixed group? What's up?
Yeah, so generally, when I do MMA seminars, I get anywhere in between 18 to 35, 40 years old. From strikers mainly that want to learn wrestling, but I do have wrestlers that want to turn mixed martial artists as well. In the pure wrestling department, it's mostly high school kids. I get some kids that are 13 and under, but it's generally mostly high school kids that just want to improve their wrestling game.
Okay. Why is it the UFC hasn't done, and you know, you can't speak for the UFC, but why do you think they haven't done any outreach in the communities? Now, I haven't seen a whole lot of UFC outreach. I see, you know, certain different organizations trying to do things, build gyms and things like that, but the UFC doesn't seem to be doing that. I mean, I hear they're opening gyms, but they cost money for people to go. I mean, you and I talked about that the free gyms before, you know, when we were kids, the gyms were free. Now they're like $100 a month.
I know. I think with the UFC, they're still a new organization. I think they're part of the fastest growing sport in the world. And it's for them, they're just trying to build their brand a little bit more. And I think as they build, there's going to be a time where they've gotten big enough, and then that's when they'll go into the community. But that goes beyond saying that they're big already, you know. So,
well, you know, yeah, so a company that lost $30 million to begin with is now worth almost $2 billion.
Yeah,
I know. That's a lot of money. All right, let's talk about this UFC fight night coming up on the 15th, and that'll be in Duluth, Georgia. Luke Rockhold and Konstantinos Filippou. Who's going to win that?
Yeah. Oh man, you know when you talk about well-roundedness, you know, I look at Luke Rockhold being a more well-rounded fighter than Costa Filippou, but Costa Filippou has just dynamite hands, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Rockhold is going to want to stand up on his feet with him, you know. So I think he's going to want to take it to the ground. But at the same time, I'm thinking if Costa lands even like a right hand or a hook, it's just about almost over. So so we'll see. I'll tell you within the first 30 seconds of the fight whether if Luke Rockhold's game plan is up to par.
Okay. T.J. Dillashaw and Mike Easton. You know anything about those guys? T.J. Dillashaw, I think I saw him on The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, T.J. Dillashaw is a really good friend of mine. I actually was coaching at Cal State Fullerton when I approached him and said, "Hey, man, you need to fight." And I approached him, and he came here for the first 4 or 5 months of his training. And I said, "Hey, man, you know, because this my gym is primarily big guys, but now I have small guys. But at the time, I didn't have any small guys for him to go with." And I told him, I was like, "Hey, man, if you want to be put in a good spot for your career, you want to go up north to Team Alpha Male, Uriah Faber's gym." And so that's where I came from. Uriah actually got me into fighting, and you know, I told TJ to go there. So TJ, man, TJ he's nails, man. He's tough as nails. So I'm going to go with TJ on this one.
Okay. UFC 169, right around the corner, February 1st, Newark, New Jersey. In the main event, champion against champion, folks. Dominic Cruz and Renan Barreo. What gives there? Cruz hasn't fought in like 2 years. A lot of rust going to be there, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, we'll see. He. The thing about Dominic Cruz is he's very evasive. I mean, he attacks with combinations. You know, I mean, he's very good at wrestling takedowns as well. But he's very hard to get a hold of. But with Burrell, he's very athletic. He's got great Muay Thai. So I think he's going to want to slow Dominic Cruz down. So I think he's going to want to just take him from the legs and slow him down with leg kicks. So, yeah, man, I've trained with Dominic Cruz and, you know what he has to offer. And, you know, he's been out for a while. So, you know, we'll see, man. I might give the slight edge to Burrell.
No. Burrell fought, if my memory serves me correctly, Burrell fought Uriah Faber up in Sacramento, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and Faber wasn't in that fight too much. He's been on he's had a good role of late, Uriah Faber. Is Uriah going to get a title shot this year?
You know, I hope. You know, and Uriah's done, I think he's done enough to be able to get a title shot. You know, he had a great performance against, I'm drawing a blank. Who did he fight last time? But he had a great performance.
Michael McDonald?
Yeah, Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald. He hit him with the overhand right and then finishing him off with his patented guillotine. He's always been good, man. He's always been good. So, you know, I truly believe he deserves a title shot for sure.
We're talking with Mark Munoz, folks. Mark Munoz, MMA.com. He's doing seminars out at Treasure Island for the Philippine storm victims. Check out his website. If you want to donate some money, you can, to the Red Cross. The Red Cross is always good with that, with money, folks. I mean, you can't find a more worthy organization, I think, in the entire world than the Red Cross. So if you can donate a couple of bucks to the Red Cross for the Filipino storm victims, that would be great. But, yeah, I'm looking at Uriah's record here. He beat Ivan Menihar. He beat Scott Jorgensen. He beat Yuri Alcantara. Then he beat Michael McDonald. Says four in a row since the loss to Barreo, and that was when, in 2012.
Yep. So yeah, you know, you win four in a row against those kinds of guys, you know, you definitely deserve a title shot.
And he's doing it at 135. Did you ever think he could make 135?
No, man. When I was coaching at UC Davis, and when I saw him make it down to 133s, man, it was tough for him. And it's tough for him to make 135s, you know, but he's doing it. You know, he's doing it, and you know, he's actually doing it the right way. I think when he was wrestling, he was just losing more water than off a diet. But now I think he's doing it correctly. Uriah's always been good at diet. He's always been disciplined. He's always lived a healthy lifestyle. So, 135, he's a beast at 135.
Mark Munoz, all the best to you. Mark Munoz, MMA. There's seminars out of Treasure Island. Check out his website. Help the Philippine storm victims, please. Mark, all the best to you.
Thank you, Pedro. Always a pleasure being on your show, man.
Thank you so much, sir. Mark Munoz, MMA.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Seem to get the chance.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Auntie Julie has left the building. At the end of every Elvis Presley concert, folks, the announcement will be Elvis has left the building. There will be no more music, right? Well, straight up, my Aunt Julie Lutz left the building of life last Saturday. She suffered from Parkinson's disease in the last 3 months. It was like downhill like a snowball. I mean, going downhill like an incredible speed. But life is too short, and I miss my aunt. And I want you to realize that, you know, your relatives are all you got. Much peace, much love, much respect. Thank you, Scott Cuddy. I'll see you guys next week.